Over the years, it's become apparent to all of us that producing only a game involves a certain amount of responsibility. Yeah, sure, not much, but some. For example, we recognize that each year at this time, isn't there supposed to be some music behind me here? Anyway, each year at this time, it's our duty to suggest gifts that you can buy for the sports-afflicted folks on your list. So we're going to do that.
What's the matter, Bill?
I don't know, Karen. We've been doing this gift guide for 19 years. I just can't imagine we're going to top Hockey Puck Soap on a Rope.
Or the Par Fork Golf Resort Cookbook.
Hockey Rosary.
Don't worry, Bill. I found some great items for you. Here, this ought to cheer you up.
Introducing the most fun you'll ever have, taking your top off.
No, Karen, have you forgotten this is a family show?
Don't worry. It's called the Decapper, and it's a bottle opener shaped like a football or a basketball, baseball, or a soccer ball. There's even one shaped like a hockey puck, and they come licensed by more than 50 of your favorite NCAA schools.
I like soccer.
Here, have a frosty beverage.
Is that a beer? It's a little early.
No.
All right, fine. Now I have this open can. What am I supposed to do with it? Suppose I don't want to drink it all right away. How do I keep it cold?
I think Doug's found a guy with a solution for you.
Hi, TV Land. Jason Howard here, and I'm the creator of the Koozie Pocket shirt.
The Koozie Pocket shirt is a polo shirt. It comes in four colors, and the pocket is insulated and big enough to hold a 12 or 16-ounce can or bottle and even a stadium cup. It was invented by this guy, Jason Howard.
What can he have been thinking about when he came up with this idea?
I don't know. Let's ask him.
I've got that kind of mind, you know. When I initially filed for a, you know, patent pending application, I couldn't believe it wasn't out there.
Why hasn't somebody done this before?
You got it.
Yeah.
And nobody has. It's me.
Jason says he thinks he's found the next Snuggie.
Yeah, but what besides clapping can you do while wearing a bottle or a can in your pocket?
We sponsored some fishing teams, dart leagues, bowling teams as well.
Whoa. You can't bowl with a cup in your pocket.
Of course you can't. You know, I'm not going to lie to you.
Who's got a beard that's long and white?
Ken's got a beard that's long and white.
Who comes around on a special night?
Ken comes around on a special night. Special night. Beard that's white.
All right, what else you got?
How about a tailgate collection beard head?
What the heck is a beard head?
Well, it's a knit hat attached to a knit beard and mustache. And it comes in some of your favorite team colors. I actually saw a little kid wearing one of these at a Bruins game, and he was super cute.
You know, there's just this broad appeal because who doesn't want a knit beard or a knit mustache, right? Who wouldn't want that?
I wouldn't want that.
Well, yeah, but you've got your own beard. David Stankunas, the owner of Beardhead, came up with the idea while snowboarding. You know, maybe he's too young to grow his own beard to keep him warm.
Do I sound very young? I am old enough. I am 30. I can certainly grow my own beard.
Well, that's fine. But how about a gift for people who don't want a beard, like women?
Ava DeMarco, president of Little Earth Productions, has something for them.
The cheer muffs are a brand new product this year, and we like to say they're cute as a cheerleader and big as a pom-pom.
So the cheer muffs are great for football fans. On each poofy faux fur earmuff, they've embroidered the logo of your favorite NFL or NCAA team.
Obviously, they are geared towards women, although we've had a lot of our women's items end up on men. A headband of ours ended up in a video on Snoop Dogg, so you just never know where they're going to end up.
Yeah, but not very many people are buying gifts for Snoop Dogg or any other dog.
Wrong you are. Plenty of people are buying gifts for dogs or owners of dogs.
It's 100% cotton, has a Velcro enclosure, and has a ruffle bottom.
Yeah, that's Charlie Cavallero, and he owns MVPDogs.com, which is a website that sells officially licensed gear for pets. And he's describing the NFL cheerleader dog dress. It comes in sizes extra small through medium.
Nothing for the plus size dogs?
Yeah, just like the regular, you know, NFL cheerleaders. You need to have a perfect shape and form in order to wear this product.
Well, Christmas is going to the dogs. We'd rather.
Hey, Bill, would you like your car horn to play the Florida Gators fight song? Because you can go to collegecarhorns.com and buy a device that will make your car horn sound like this.
I don't think I don't Why would I want my car horn to sound like that?
You're right. Moving on. Music, please, John.
Hanukkah starts Tuesday night. What about an idea for those celebrating the Festival of Lights?
Ah, Gary's got you covered. It's a sports...
It's a sports tzedakah box, Karen, and Bill, the holiday is pronounced Hanukkah. Anyway, the sports tzedakah box comes shaped like a baseball, a football helmet, or a mini basketball court.
What's a tzedakah box?
It's a charity box found in many Jewish homes. It's a very important mitzvah.
Oh, well, you know, the three-point line in basketball is nicknamed the charity stripe, so why didn't the manufacturers call it a tzedakah stripe?
I don't know. Maybe it's because they were focused on the three-point line, and that's a little further out. I don't know.
That's Brad Gordon, and he's with TraditionsJewishGifts.com.
All right, I have an even better idea. Maybe we should give these to all the baseball and basketball free agents who've recently signed those huge contracts, and they could put money in them every day for charity and still never have to worry about paying the bills.
Bill, we're going to need to make bigger tzedakah boxes, though.
No, even big bills are the same size as small
bills. That's true. There's just a lot more zeros on it, right?
Okay. I'm getting into the spirit. But filling those boxes is going to take some cash. How about something with fewer zeros?
Well, the cheapest item on our list costs just $12.
Oh, that's not so bad.
Yeah, it's toilet paper.
It's a job, but somebody has to do it.
That's a guy who calls himself Dan Deuterino from SportsToiletPaper.com. He told me he's super busy sending out a bleep load of orders this week.
A bleep load, is it?
Yeah. He sells toilet paper printed with the logos of teams like the Dallas Cowpies.
Or the Los Angeles Leakers.
And my least favorite, the Pittsburgh Soilers.
It sounds like a unique idea.
There are people online selling toilet paper, but sometimes they just put a wrap around the outside or only print on about three sheets. This is printed all the way through.
Ah, so this is a quality novelty toilet paper roll.
Yep.
Laughter at Christmas, the bestest time of year. Laughter at Christmas, laughter, joy, and cheer.
Ready for another quality item?
Absolutely.
The Instant Tailgate is sold by a guy named Syed Hamid. It's an inflatable sports den. Oh. You plug it into your car, and in about 5 minutes, you have four captain's chairs and a canopy tent all set up and ready to go.
That sounds very comfy.
Like your Lazy Boy that you have at home, your favorite Lazy Boy. This kind of takes the place, but in a portable way.
I'm afraid I'd fall asleep and miss the game. You know, I wouldn't want to miss a football game.
It has happened.
The Instant Tailgate comes with your choice of seven colored canopies, and you can decorate it with branded team products.
Yeah, but what happens if some rival fans decide to roll it across the parking lot with me still in it?
Everybody's got to stand their ground there, so you got to cheer a little bit harder, and hopefully you've got some big guys with you.
Oh, that would be the idea. Get about a 300-pound friend to sit in one of those chairs, and they'd have no luck at all.
It's funny you mentioned that. We actually had some North Carolina State football players, about 330, 340-pound players that sat in these chairs. I was a little worried when he sat down in it. I was a little worried, but it held him just fine.
And I think you've held up just fine, too, Bill, even though you didn't seem too excited about the Only a Game gift guide just a few minutes ago.
Well, you've pulled me through it. You and that woman with the cheer muff, she was all right. And that business about the charity boxes, that was good. I'm all for that.
So there's nothing left to do now but wish our listeners happy holidays.
From Gary and Doug and John.
And from me.
And from me.
Happy holidays.
We wish you the merriest, the merriest, the merriest, yes, the merriest. We wish you the merriest, the merriest, the merriest to cheer. We wish you the
Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabue. Our technical director is John Perotti. We had help this week from Evan Matzler at Capital Public Radio in Sacramento and from Joe Gunderman and Mark Uricki at WKSU in Kent, Ohio. A fond farewell this week to our intern, Jillian Guybe. Thanks for all your invaluable help running the candy shop. Our senior producer is Gary Wallach. To learn more about this year's gift ideas, view our photo galleries, or learn more about this week's music selections, please visit our website. That's onlyagame.org. Our final word this week comes from our own Gary Wallach and Karen Given, who are happy to end the gift guide proceedings when the host gets a little edgy.
Do it just like that.
That's a wrap. That's a wrap.
Well, sure, that's what you're supposed to do with presents. Wrap them up. I'm Bill Littlefield. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next week.
May your tree be filled with happiness, happiness and friendliness for all.
May your heart be filled with cheerfulness,
happiness and friendliness and cheerfulness for all. We wish you the happiest, the happiest.
Support comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives at gatesfoundation.org. And the Wallace Foundation, a source of ideas for improving education and enrichment for children both in and out of school at wallacefoundation.org. This is NPR.